Kasuna and it depending on Bandan BRANDO and Strides and PSREDZINSKI. Seen on 25th of January, well, with complaints of having scratchy throat for almost about 2 weeks. And the patient had sore throat, post nasal rib cough with phlegm. He was seen in ER and rapid check was positive. He was started on medication, but he continues to feel bad. He's bringing up a lot of phlegm. His throat is still hurting. His head is congested, and he just feels very fatigued and tired. Complete review of system work done, past medical history, medication reviewed on examination. His alert oriented, not in distress. His vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic throat is slightly arrhythmatous. No lymphadenopathy, no pharyngeal. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no ronk. Has fever, sinus to audible, regular, no mumps, no GVD. Abdomen is soft, no drain, the bowel sounds positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, no rash. Assessment and plan number one, scratchy throat for almost about 2 weeks. Patient was diagnosed with positive strep and was started on penicillin. He's still not feeling 100% better. Number two is cough with phlegm, fatigue, and post nasal drip. I'm going to do a complete physical blood work on him and start him on Zithromax and follow up as needed. Next patient is RENEE, Diedrich, DIEDRICK, seen on 25th of January for a complete physical papillary breast and lateral examination. The patient is concerned about a small palpable lump on the right upper arm, and she is concerned about constipation and symptoms of GERD. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, social history, family history, and medication reviewed in detail on examination. She is alert oriented, not in distress, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly, no carotid bury, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crack, is good eventually. Serious sinus to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is soft, non-tender, pulse on the positive, no vitromegaly, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulse is palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Both the breasts were examined, normal appearing skin, no nipple deformities, no skin puckering, no abnormalities palpated in both the breasts, no axillary or supraclavicular limbs, not palpable. Vaginal examination was an external genitalia. Normal cervix was usualized. Cultures were taken from the organ. Vaginal adnexa, no bleeding, no discharge seen. Rectal examination was done. Focal neurological examination was completely unremarkable, and musculoskeletal examination was normal as well. General condition of the skin was completely unremarkable. Assessment and plan number one, patient is here for a complete physical path and a pelvic breast and rectal examination. She does have a small palpable lump on the posterior right upper arm. Assessment and plan number one, complete physical. Number two is right upper arm lump, most likely a lycoma. Number two is constipation. Number three is GERD. The patient was given omeprazole lactulose. She will follow up on the lump at this point. She wants to wait if it's getting bigger or it starts hurting. I'm going to refer her to a surgeon. This was explained to the patient, and she agreed. She needs to stay on a good, healthy, low-fat, low-carb, low-salt diet, exercise, and follow up as needed. She needs a complete physical examination, blood work, and now follow up. Next patient is Kathy, K-A-T-H-Y, Crockers, K-R-O-C-K-E-R, seen on 25th of January with concerns of having loss of hair. Skin seems to be very dry, she's fatigued, and she's unable to sleep properly. On examination, her vitals are stable, head was examined. She does have dry scalp, but no rash, no patches of alopecia, no throat normal, no thyromegaly, no carotid bury, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, severe sinus to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen soft, non-tender, pulse positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities, assessment and plan number one, loss of hair. Number two is dry skin with fatigue, hypertension, insomnia. I'm going to get TSHT4 done since she had a complete physical blood work. She'll continue watching her diet, low salt, low carb, low fat, exercise and follow pathway. The next patient is Jean Scanlon, Jean Scanlon, seen on 25th of January with complaints of having backache. She's hurting in the right side of the sacroiliac joint and the pain is radiating down to the right lower extremity. It seems like a muscle cramp. It hurts to touch. On examination, she's sitting in a wheelchair. Her vitals are stable except her blood pressure elevated. Head is normal, cephalic, nose, throat, normal, lungs are clear to auscultate. No is no CSSNS, too audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Her back was examined. She's tender in the right sacroiliac joint area. No swelling, no erythema, no tenderness in the great retrocanthic bursa area. Motor strength normal when compared to the left lower extremity. But she does have a hump on the left lumbar area, which is normal for her. Assessment and plan number one, backache with right sacroiliac joint bursitis after discussing with the patient. With female exams of dipometrol was mixed with 1 cc of Lido and given in the area, and the patient felt better. She will be started on Flexil. Number two is arthritis, degenerative joint disease. Everything was explained to her in detail. If she starts having any new symptoms, she will call office. Next patient is Amy, A-M-Y, Ellenbaum, E-L-E-N-B-A-U-M. Seen on 25th of January with complaints of loss of hair. She does have a history of hypothyroidism and low vitamin D. Her recent TSH was slightly low, but her T4 is normal and she's feeling better. She doesn't have any fatigue or any other symptoms. She's just concerned about her hair on examination. She does have very thin and fragile hair. No areas of alopecia, no rash, but her scalp is dry and flaky. Eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no paramagnesia, no carotid buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchus, CVS, as soon as too audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness. Assessment and plan number one, loss of hair with history of hypothyroidism and low vitamin D. I'm going to do a complete physical blood work on her and will add hormones, and she will continue using the same dose of thyroid medication. She was asked to wash her hair only a couple times a week and put some oil and do massage and try not to use chemicals and follow as needed. Next patient is Hussain, H-O-S-A-I-N, Masavat, M-O-S-A-V-A-T, Sinon. 25th of January for a follow-up after hospitalization due to pneumonia. He is feeling much better. All his records from the hospital were reviewed in detail with his wife and with the patient. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. He is alert-oriented, seems to be very fatigued and lethargic. His vitals are stable, head is normocephalic. General condition of the skin seems to be a little bit pale, and his face is slightly puffy as well. Eyes, ears, no throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no thyromegaly. He does have mild carotid bruit radiating from the aorta. He does have systolic murmur. Lungs are clear to auscultate with decreased airway entry, abdomen obese, non-tender pulse on positive, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable warm extremities. Assessment and plan number one, status post follow-up after being diagnosed with pneumonia, and he was in the hospital treated with IV antibiotics. He's feeling much better. He needs a repeat chest x-ray in almost a month. Number two, diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Number three is carotid bruit. Number four is anemia, hypothyroidism, coronary heart disease. A detailed discussion was done with the patient and his family. I would like to order TSHT4 and CBC in 2 weeks. Carotid ultrasound will be ordered as well. His recent chest X-ray, echocardiogram and blood work was reviewed and discussed with the patient in detail. Everything was explained to them in detail. All their questions were answered to their satisfaction. Next patient is Delore Summers, D-O-L-O-R-E-S, Summers, S-U-M-M-E-R-S. Seen on 25th of January for a follow-up on diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. She is also concerned about a small growth on the right big toe, which has been hurting and irritating, and she is concerned about left ankle swelling and a slight pain. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed in detail on examination. She's alert oriented, not in distress. Her vitals are stable, head is normal, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils and large, no thyroid, no carotid, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good eventing. Previous session is to audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD, abdomen is soft, non-tender, pulse under positive extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Her left ankle was slightly swollen with mild erythema and slight decreased range of movement. Her right foot was examined. She does have a horn-like growth on the lateral side of the big toe, which is irritating the second toe, and it's hurting. Assessment, and she does have good sensations and movements. Assessment and plan: number one, diabetes; number two, hypertension, hyperlipidemia; number three is mild cellulitis with swelling on the left ankle; number four is right foot big toe burn spur. At this point, a detailed discussion was done. I want her to decrease her hydrochlorothiazide to half a pill, and she will be started on Keflex. And I want her to increase her glucophage to twice a day. She has been using only once a day. Since her hemoglobin A1C, which was done in the office, was 7.9. She needs to see a podiatrist. I want to get a complete physical blood work on her. And she needs to be very careful with her diet, stay on a low-carb, low-fat, low-salt diet, and exercise, mild exercise as tolerated. Everything was explained to the patient in detail. Next patient is Christine, C-H-R-I-S-T-I-N-E, samples, S-A-M-P-L-E-S, seen on 25th of January with complaint of having sinus headache for almost about a week, congestion, fatigue, chills. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. She's alert oriented, not in distress. Her vitals are stable. She does have pressure tenderness on the sinuses. Both the ears are slightly inflamed along with nasal mucosa. Throat is normal, no thyromegaly, no carotid. Very lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi. Serious assessment is too audible. Abdomen soft extremities, no edema, no rash. Assessment concern: number one, sinusitis; number two is headache with chills; number three is depression, anxiety; number four is GERD and hypothyroidism. Patient will be given a work note. She needs to start taking CPAP and follow up as needed. If doesn't feel better, go to ER or call office. Next patient is Susan, S-U-S-A-N, Argiroff, A-R-G-I-R-O-F-F, seen on 25th of January with complaints of having burn on her right lower arm at home while she was trying to get her hot tea from the microwave. She went to ER. She was given Silverdine cream with first questionable second degree burn. She's feeling better. She had a tetanus shot. An examination of vitals is stable. Head is normal, cephalic. No throat normal. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no ronchi. Serious assessment is too audible. Abdomen soft extremities, no edema. Right upper and lower arm was examined. She does have mild erythema of the lower arm. No denuded or lacerated skin. No pustular formation. or blisters formation assessment and plan number 1 status post right lower arm burn, which is looks like first degree burn. Number 2 is hypertension girl. Patient will use silverdine cream and doesn't need to apply any bandages. Next patient is Marcella Hintz, MARCELLA, ATINTZ, seen on 25th of January for a follow-up on high blood pressure and her obesity. She has joined a weight management program where she is on a special diet and she wants to continue before deciding for a bariatric surgery. On examination, her vitals are slightly elevated, blood pressure, head is normal, cephalic, no throat normal, no thermogallium, no carotid, three lungs are clear to auscultate, no weight, no longer serious, sustenance, too audible, abdomen obese, extremities, no edema, no rash assessment, and plan number 1. Hypertension with obesity patient is has joined weight management program, which she enjoys and she feels successful at this point. She wants to continue doing this before she goes or decides for any bariatric surgery. Number 3, she is here to go through her CT test and mammogram, which was discussed with the patient. She needs to get her complete blood work, which will be ordered through her program. She needs to stay on a good healthy diet and follow up as needed. Next patient is Betty Shelton, B-E-T-T-Y Shelton, S-H-E-L-T-O-N, seen on 25th of January with complaints of having right shoulder pain. It's radiating to the right upper arm and the right side of the chest. She still continues to cough after using her antibiotic. She doesn't remember hurting or lifting anything significant. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed. On examination, she's very anxious, her vitals are stable. Head is normal, cephalic. Eye fears, nose, throat normal, no neck stiffness or rigidity. Lungs, no thermogallium, no carotid, no lymphadenopathy. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles, good breathing. Serious assessment is too audible, regular, no murmurs, no injury. Abdomen is soft, no tenderness on the positive. Extremities, no edema, no cap, tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities. Her right shoulder was examined. She does have mild limitation of movement. No tenderness or swelling noted, no rash. Assessment and plan number 1, right shoulder pain. Most likely arthritic changes. I'm going to do X-ray on her right shoulder, which was done and reviewed with the patient. I'm going to refer to her orthopedes, but at this point she doesn't want any physical therapy or see an orthopedes. She will think about it. Number 2 is cough. She will be started on Zithromax, Ultram. And she was asked to use warm compresses, continue doing mild exercises at the right shoulder joint and follow up as needed. Next patient is Todd Newman, T-O-D-D-N-E-W-M-A-N, seen on 25th of January with complaints of having cough, congestion, and he was hospitalized in November. And now he is concerned about it. On examination, vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, serious assessment is too audible. Extremities, no edema, no rash assessment, and plan number 1, cough, number 2 is bronchitis. I'm going to start him on Zithromax and Robitussin cough syrup and follow up as needed. Next patient is Barbara Smith, B-A-R-B-A-R-A Smith, S-M-I-T-H, seen on 25th of January with concerns of having elevated blood sugar. She has recently seen a cardiologist and stopped her hydrochlorothiazide. Since then, she feels much better on examination. Her vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils and lars, no thyromegaly, no carotid, buoy, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no ronchi, no crackles. Good event, serious assessment to audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen is soft, no tenderness on the positive. Extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal, her throat is still slightly arrhythmic. Assessment and plan number 1, elevated blood sugars, the hemoglobin A1C, it was 7.9. She needs to continue glucophage. She was not very compliant with it. Number 2 is cough, fatigue. Number 3 is dehydration and oral thrush. She will continue using this that and swish and swallow. At this point, I don't want to give her any antibiotics, and she had taken a course of antibiotics, and she recently had aortic valve surgery, and her creatinine has been elevated. I will repeat lysine and creatinine in 4 weeks. Patient needs to stay on a good, healthy diet, keep herself hydrated, and the changes in the medications were made. The patient, I spent more than 20 minutes with the patient explaining her each and everything. Next patient is Sandra Helton, S-A-N-D-R-A-H-E-L-T-O, and seen on 21st of January for a follow-up on blood work. She's been complaining of sinus allergies, congestion, and headaches, and anxiety. Complete review of system was done, past medical history medication reviewed. On examination, she's alert, oriented, not under stress, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, she does have pressure tenderness on the forehead and maxillary sinuses, nasal mucosa is swollen, erythematous, throat is normal, no thymogaly, no carotid, but lungs are clear to auscultate, no weak, no okay, no crack is good, eventually. Severe cephalon is too audible, regular, no murmurs, no GVD, abdomen obese, soft, no tender pulses, positive extremities, no edema, no gas tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal, assessment and plan number one, sinusitis, congestion with allergies, number two is follow-up on blood work, a detailed discussion was done, everything was discussed with the patient, number two is hypertension, hyperlipidemia and anxiety. Patient needs to stay on a good, healthy diet, exercise, continue using all her medications. I'm going to start on Azithromax, Flonase. She needs to start taking calcium and vitamin D. Everything was explained to her in detail, all her questions are answered to her satisfaction. Next patient is Margaret Cahill, M-A-R-G-A-R-E-T-C-A-H-I-L-L, seen on 25th of January for a follow-up on blood work and ultrasound of left lower extremity. She is feeling much better on examination. Her vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic. Nose, throat normal. No thymogaly, no carotid bleed. Lungs are clear to auscultate. No wheeze, no bronchi. Severe cephalitis to audible. Abdomen soft. Extremities no edema. No calf tenderness. Assessment and plan number one. Follow-up on blood work with which is normal. And left lower extremity ultrasound is normal as well. Number two is status post bronchitis. Number three is hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Patient will stay on a good low fat, low salt, low carb diet, exercise and follow-up as needed. Next patient is Doris, L-D-O-R-I-S-S-E-L-L, seen on 25th of January for a follow-up on CT scan which shows granulomatous disease, and she has a small left adrenal gland nodule which at this point doesn't look normal. Maybe in a year we might repeat a CT scan with adrenal protocol. Patient is feeling fine, doesn't have any problem and doesn't agree with getting any CT scan done at this point either. On examination, her vitals are stable, head is normocephalic, nose, throat normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi, serious as soon as too audible, abdomen soft, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, assessment and plan number one, follow up on CT scan of chest which is normal with granulomatous disease, number two is incidental finding of adrenal nodule, which seems to be benign. We'll get a repeat CT scan of adrenal gland in a year. This was explained to the patient. Number three is diabetes, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. Patient was explained to stay on a good, healthy diet, exercise as tolerated, and follow up as needed. Next patient is John Massey, J-O-N-M-A-S-S-I-E, seen on 25th of January for a complete physical required by his insurance, and he needs paperwork to be filled out. He's not having any problem but continue to have cluster headaches, and he continues to smoke. Complete review of system was done, past medical history medications reviewed. On examination, he's alert, oriented, not in distress, his vitals are stable. Head is normocephalic, eyes, ears, nose, throat normal, no tonsils and large, no thymogaly, no carotid bleed. Lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no wrong tackles, good eventry, serious as soon as too audible, regular, no murmurs, no JVD, abdomen is soft, non-tender ball sounds, positive, no vestibular, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulse is palpable, warm extremity, general condition of the skin is normal, focal neurological examination is completely unremarkable, musculoskeletal examination is normal, assessment and plan number one, complete physical examination with prostate and rectal examination deferred, number two is history of cluster headaches, number three is hyperlipidemia, number four is nicotine addiction, detailed discussion was done regarding his smoking. He was given Nicotrol inhalers and counseling was done regarding his diet. He needs to stay on good, healthy, low fat, low salt, low carb diet, high fiber exercise, and I'm going to refer him to another neurologist to get a second opinion. He needs to get a complete physical blood work done and follow up as needed. Next patient is David, D-A-V-I-D, Laviosen, L-A-V-O-I-S-N-E-C, on 25th of January, with complaints of having dryness of his right upper arm skin, which is getting better. I was concerned about a wart on his left hand, which has been there for a while. He wants that to be taken care of. On examination, his vitals are stable. Head is normal. Cephalic, nose, throat, normal lungs are clear. To auscultate, no vision, no lung, CSFN is to audible. Abdomen, soft extremities, no edema. His right upper arm was examined. He doesn't have any problem except for a spot of actinic keratosis, which is almost gone. His left hand was examined. He has a small wart in the palm. Assessment and plan number one, dry skin. Number two is what on the left hand. The patient wants that to be destructed after cleaning the area with betadine alcohol. Using histofreeze, the what was burned, and then with the scalpel and forceps, it was scraped. Assessment, and the patient will continue using a band-aid, and if needed, we will do the histofreeze again in 3 to 4 weeks. Next patient is Billy Bishop, B-I-L-L-Y-B-I-S-H-O-P, seen on 25th of January for a follow-up on the cystic abscess on the right upper arm, just below the shoulder, which is getting much better since he has started using antibiotic. Examination, his vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, nose, throat normal, lungs are clear to auscultate, no vision, no bronchi, CSFN is too audible. His right upper arm was examined, the cystic abscess is localizing, it's still firm, indurated in erythematous, but it's getting much better. Assessment and plan number one, right upper arm, cystic abscess, which is getting much better. He will continue using all his medications and follow up as needed. Next patient is Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-A-L, Daniels, D-A-N-I-E-L-S, seen on 25th of January for a follow-up on allergies. She's having difficulty in hearing, anxiety, forgetfulness, memory loss. She's having aggressive behavior. Her mom is really concerned because of the insurance. She has turned 19 and she needs to be seen by a psychiatrist and a neurologist for the proper diagnosis. She's getting worse every day and the mom really has problem dealing with her. Complete review system was done, past medical history and medications were reviewed in detail with the patient's mom and the patient. On examination, she's a little bit anxious and not focused, limp and slightly aggressive as well, agitative with her mother. Vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic, eyes, ears, normal, nasal mucus are slightly erythematous, throat is normal. No tonsils enlarged, no carbogallium, no carotid, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no rompe, no crackles, good eventing. Serious person is to audible, regular numbers, no JVD, abdomen is soft, no tender, pulses positive, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses palpable, warm extremities, general condition of the skin is normal. Assessment and plan number one, allergies, anxiety. Number two is decreased hearing. I'm going to refer her to ENT. Number three is aggressive behavior, anger issues, forgetfulness, loss of memory, and ADDH. She needs to be seen by a psychiatrist and neurologist and needs to get a proper diagnosis for her insurance. She will continue using her medications. This was discussed in detail with her mom, and I'm going to refer her and follow up as needed. Next patient is Terry Campbell, TerriCampbell, seen on 24th of January for a follow-up on depression, anxiety. She does get have history of chronic backache. On examination, she's alert, oriented, much better than last visit, not crying that much. On vitals are stable, head is normal, cephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no laryngeal, no carotid bleed, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi. Severe assessment is to audible, abdomen, soft extremities, no edema assessment, and plan number one, depression, anxiety, number two, is history of chronic backache. She will continue using all her medications as usual and follow up as needed. Next patient, she will continue seeing a counselor and a psychiatrist. Next patient is Donald Pentico, D-O-N-A-L-D, Pentico, P-E-N-T-I-C-O, seen on 25th of January with the problem of backache. It's actually, she has a muscle hump on the right side of the spine, thoracic spine, which is hurting, and he describes it as a cutting pain. He's seen different neurologists, and he's getting different opinions. He had an MRI on his thoracic spine, didn't show any fracture, but according to one of the doctors, it's a fracture. At this point, he's really, really nervous and very irritative about it. He's been using medications, which helped him for a while, but then he continued to have pain. He's getting problems with his work, and he's not able to perform. His functional ability is getting slower. Complete review of system was done, past medical history, medications reviewed on examination. He is obese with a weight of 304. Blood pressure is elevated, 150 by 85, pulse is regular, head is normocephalic. Eyes, ears, nose, throat, normal, no tonsils enlarged, no laryngeal, no carotid bleed, lungs are clear to auscultate, no wheeze, no bronchi, severe assessment is to audible, regular normomas, no GVD, abdomen is obese, soft, non-tender balls, sense positive, no severe tenderness, extremities, no edema, no calf tenderness, pulses, palpable, warm extremities, his back was examined. He does have a muscle spasm on the mid-thoracic area, which seems to be swollen when compared to the left side, and it's very tender on touch, but no signs of any erythema or vascular appearance. Assessment and plan number one, backache with muscle spasm. Number two is thoracic spine, pain with degenerative joint disease and arthritis, questionable vertebral fracture. Number three is obesity. Number four is diabetes, hypertension, anxiety, and GERD. A detailed discussion was done with the patient. At this point, I can order a bone scan. I'm going to get in touch with both the doctors of the Brain Spine Institute and discuss regarding this patient. Everything was explained to him in detail. He needs to be very careful with his diet and exercise as tolerated. Everything was explained to him in detail. All his questions were answered to his satisfaction.